listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
It is such a wonderful experience. I want to share this with you. David Hogan of Freedom Ministry. Come on with me to church. You may not go there, but come on with me anyhow and listen in. And maybe you'll like it. You'll say, I want that. I mean, that's what I said. I want this. Now, to some of you, when I say let's go to church, you already have an idea what it's going to sound like. But today, it's something different. It's one thing that's happening in this day and age. Now, in today's presentation, David is going to show a few pictures, and it's obvious this is radio. You're going to have to use your imagination. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
David Hogan of Freedom Ministry.
Oh, boy, I can't believe that, can y'all? Okay, so, thank y'all. And I always ask my wife, how'd I get in so much trouble? She said, you opened your mouth? Yeah, boy, I like that 600 horsepower engine. Boy, you touch that accelerator, she leaps. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, boys, don't you like it? Say it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know something? My wives don't ever say nothing. She just turns red and gets embarrassed. That lady drives faster than I do. And she can drive that four-wheel drive. I was so impressed with her when we was young. Look, I'll just tell them. You okay? You sure? Okay, so we was on this date, right? We didn't know each other very well. We went out to the bayou, right? I wanted to show out my expertise with my 30-30, right? So I stop on the bridge and pull that 30-30 off the rack and put around in the chamber, and there's these gar, right? And I shot one, put it back. You know, I'm pretty beaming a little bit, you know? She said, can I use your gun? What? I said, all right. I said, but it kicks a little bit. Yeah, okay. She picked that rifle up, man. She put it up. What? She shot one further than I shot it. I went home, told my dad. You know, my dad's a preacher. I said, dude, I went out on a date with this girl. She took my rifle, shot one gar further than I shot it. He said, marry her. So I did. So there you go. Now y'all know. Jesus said, have faith in God. Say it. I want faith.
I want faith.
And I want faith in God the Father.
I want faith in God the Father.
And we use the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. It works in different denominations. What? Holy Ghost. I'm serious. I prefer health and life and blessing over this menial thing they offer out there in the world. I don't want that stuff. I want what Jesus offers. Life, everlasting, health, healing in Jesus' name. All right. So let's do a couple of Bible verses in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Truly I tell you, whoever, say I'm part of that group. Whoever, say it.
Whoever.
I'm part of that group.
I'm part of that group.
Thank you, God, I'm part of whoever. Whoever says, Say, I talk a lot. Go ahead. Especially ladies, go ahead, say it. I talk a lot. Whoever says to the mountain. So everybody in this room, everybody, we all got mountains, don't we? We try to act like we put on our best Sunday clothes. It's Sunday morning, right? Ain't that what we are, right? And we want to look to everybody like our life is just peaches and cream, buddy. We got it all hemmed up. Turns out we're all facing mountains. And we need faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Not in your four-wheel drive. Not in your 30-30. But have faith in God. Not in your bank account or the lack of it. Have faith in God. Look what it says. I tell you, whoever, that takes in most all of us, I reckon. So I need you to speak to that mountain. You know, I'm not interested. I've heard every horror story from here to Timbuktu and back. I don't want to hear another. I've heard enough of people's disappointments. I don't like it. You hear me? Like, I'm being courteous to you when I say something in a prayer line. What do you want? I'm going, 2 hours later, as people, you're rehearsed in talking about how bad the mountain is. Well, let me rehearse you and change some of your talk. Let's talk to the mountain in the name of Jesus. So if you will, whatever the name of the mountain, if it's your wife, get over it and suck it up. If it's your husband, ladies, if it's your kid, speak to the mountain. If it's finances, if it's a job description, loss of it, or your bosses are awful, it doesn't matter what the mountain's name is. It matters that you speak to it in the name of Jesus. Talk to God in faith in Jesus' name. That is how you handle it. And you say, well, that's nothing but words. It is. You're right. But I'm standing up here, done been shot, done been put in prison. I don't know how many times, dozens of times in jail, beat with clubs, machetes, stoned with rocks. Son, every kind of creature out there has bit me. And I'm still alive. It's amazing how God loves me. And it doesn't matter the name of the mountain. It matters that you speak to it, and it matters the name you use. Mountain, say it with me.
Mountain.
And I don't care about the name. You say the name. I don't care. Be lifted up. Tell it. Thrown into the sea. Say it. And if you don't doubt in your heart, say I don't.
I do not doubt in my heart.
But I believe. What he says, read it out of yours, whatever version you have. What he says, what's going to happen? It will be done. It will take place. And most everybody in here, well, brother, I'm just a worm. Praise the Lord. I'm just a dog. Well, if you live in the Old Testament, you're probably right. But I live in the New Testament, and I'm what's called a son. I live in sonship. Do you understand me? That's a different than a dog, buddy. Say it with me, mountain. Move on. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And look what it says. Don't, no doubt. Say doubt.
Get on out.
Belief.
Come in my heart.
And whatever I say, go ahead,
will take place.
Jesus said,
it will be done for him.
There you go. For this reason, I'm telling you, verse 24. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever, say that with me.
Whatever.
And don't use the question mark, whatever. Whatever. Don't use that one. Let's use the whatever like is in encompassing everything. You can't run up on a demon that is not included in this. or a situation or a mountain or a problem. Jesus has got it curtailed. He will take care of it. But I need you to have a little patience with him. I need you to have trust in God. I need you not to be driving up to Burger King or McDonald's and have it your way in 5 minutes. Oh, I'm out of here. I can go ahead and show you where the back door is if you like. Because God, you don't treat him like McDonald's. And you don't go to Walmart in the kingdom of God looking for the cheapest deal. You be willing to pay the price. What did King David tell those people whenever he made a mistake? Does anybody know that story? This guy, he goes, rolls up, and there's a death angel sitting there, and this guy doing his wheat, and David comes up and says, I want to buy this from you. He said, oh, king, I'll gladly, my family will donate, will give this to you. What'd King David say? No, 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 nay, nay. I want to pay full price. See, most Christianity is wanting it in 5 minutes your way, and fake beef is okay. Not me. I don't mind working for it, is what I'm telling you. But I want the real deal, and I don't mind paying the price. Hello. Come on now. Speak to that mountain. Tell it to move on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, there's the key. You wonder why I'm so much into prayer and fasting, because those are the two hoe and shovel, axe, pick, whatever it is they are at the time, tools necessary that will move the mountain, because it drives me on my face to faith. Jesus is key. Sure as the world turns. Ask for in prayer. Look what it says. There's a little list here. First of all, believe. Say, I'm a believer. Say it.
I'm a believer.
Like some of y'all was here a while ago and he was talking about that witch start. You have no idea. Those guys are so powerful. I admire my enemy. They can change into any animal. These people can do it. I've seen it with my eyes. It is not okay to trust in the power of darkness or be afraid of them. Jesus is key.
Yes.
Believe. Say, I believe.
I believe.
And in the Amplified here, it says, trust. Say, I want to trust God. Say it. I want to walk in belief in the name of Jesus. And I want to trust God. And look what this says. And be confident. Do you see me? Do I look like I'm lacking in confidence to you? In your world, I'm what y'all would consider arrogant. But I don't. I consider it confident in God and his power and his mercy, his goodness, his greatness, his ability. And I don't know what to say to you, but this hand right here has raised 40 people from the dead. And you say, what? I don't believe that. And there you are. You done exposed yourself now. Now, we all knew you as an unbeliever, and now you know it because you said it. I'm telling you, I've touched people, and I got chopped off fingers and scars, and I'm a normal working man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say to you. But this thing works for God. It's amazing. I look at it all the time. Like my wife had a busted back. I don't know, it was a long time, and she couldn't walk. She's pulling herself around like an old broke dog on the floor. I go out there and raise the dead. I can't get my wife healed. One day I got this little baby was dead like a day and a half. They was waiting on me, and I grabbed it. They gave me the baby. It just came alive. I don't even know what to say to you about that. It just come back to life. I handed it back to the mom. I wouldn't even drive home with it. I got home, this hand right here, put it on her back. Nope, didn't work. And a long time later, I'm running the house, cleaning, running the kids, school, doing everything. I'm holding her one morning, been up all night with her.
And all of a sudden, she just went, first time I heard it in a long time. She ended up getting a brand new back out of the deal. Right here. I like that. But I need you to have patience and trust in God. It says it right here. Believe, trust, and be confident. I don't need you lying. I need you having faith. I need you believing in that faith in Jesus' name. You hear me, right? Look what it says at the end of that verse. That it is granted to you. Look what it said. Jesus is speaking now. You will get it. Say, I want it. And I'm having it. In Jesus' name. All right, here, take this so I'll quit preaching in it. If you will, who, is it James again, or who's back there this time? If you will, the lady in the wheelchair, please put her up there. Okay, you see this lady? Okay, now this lady is a German lady. Her name is Bianca, is her name. And I was in Bianca's life. She was a very smart lady. She runs a whole wing of a hospital there in Stuttgart, Germany. And we were over there preaching, and it was a real good deal. And she got saved in one of the services. She was I'm going to say liberal human being with some strange ideas. And she came here to church and got born again. Turns out she's like almost superwoman. I mean, she's scary. She's so strong. And so I drive up to church, right? And she's waiting out there to escort me. She's my bodyguard, a woman. And so she comes there and she grabs me off the ground and pops my back. She squeezes me. So, Bianca, put me down. This is almost embarrassing. And she won't listen, like some ladies I know. I did not say all ladies. I said some ladies. Okay, so so Bianca, that lady, gosh, she's so brilliant, but she's so strong. You understand or not?
Yeah.
Okay, she threw me on the ground. Every time I come there, it's Bianca gets a hold of me. I can't say as I like that, but you live with it. So now I just pat her on the head and let her do whatever she's going to do. And she spins me around in circles. I get dizzy, the whole deal. But then a couple of years ago, I went there and she wasn't there. And so I get out of the truck and I'm looking, you know, and there's this German guy, stoic. So I walk up to him. I said, "Where's Bianca?" "Come with me, Mr. Hogan." You boring thing. I'd rather have Bianca so I could tell her to put me down. So we go in the foyer of the church, and there's Bianca in a wheelchair, weeping. She can't move. She's hurt. I said, "What's wrong?" Her back is broken two places. She had an accident and that, and so I didn't like it. So I knelt down and put my head in her lap, and we prayed for her. Nothing happened. But she told one of the boys, she stole my handkerchief. Okay, it only costs $2 at Walmart. But how about you go to Walmart and get your own? I said, "What do you want my handkerchief, girl?" She said, "I'm going to be healed, and I'm going to lay that handkerchief on one of the people, and they're going to be healed." I said, "Okay, that's all right. I'll give it to you, Bianca, because I miss you outside." She said, "Okay." So we left. She did not get healed. 3 days. And there's this being. She's in the hospital on the thing. They're treating her. They're going to give her some, trying to figure out how to give her more pain meds. And so they're working with her in her hospital. And she's laying on that thing, fixing to get a picture took. And this glowing man came through the roof at the hospital. Now, some of you are going to shout at me. It's all right. You can stand up. You can point your finger, and I'm just going to smile at you and say, "Sit down."
And you're going to say, I don't believe that. And we already all know you're not a believer. You're just exposing yourself more. Y'all, that guy came through that wall and touched that lady, and she got a brand new back. This lady right here. Yeah. All right. So, and that's a good thing. I'm glad Bianca got healed, but I didn't know about it yet, right? So I go back there last year. It was October, maybe, was it? And there wasn't anybody to greet me. It always is. I help raise this church up, and they take care of me pretty good. And so I'm looking for that guy, the stoic guy. He's not there. So I get out of the truck, and I'm getting my stuff. All of a sudden, turn around, and Bianca grabs me from behind and is doing that dumb laugh she does. And I told her, Bianca, how are you doing this? She just laughed at me. So put the picture of the Bianca standing with the sick man. Yeah, that one. That's right. You see her standing up there healed? Now, I want you to look at that man in that hospital bed. I want you to look what's laying on his chest. That right there is my handkerchief she stole. I want you to look at that. Now, Bianca, they reinstated her because God gave her a new back. They reinstated her to her job. And so now it's against the law in Europe, Germany, to go around in the hospital laying hands on the sick. But she's in the hospital. So she goes in there and does it anyway. Now, look, I want you to look at this fella. You look at that fella. There are five machines running his life. If they unplug those machines, they bury him. Life support. That's what it's called. If they unplug that deal, he's gone. So Bianca goes in there. He's been in a coma forever. She lays that thing on him, my handkerchief. I kid you not, it was less than 30 minutes. The kid wakes up. The kid wakes up. All right, go to that next picture, please. Look, that's the kid. Now, part of this story I didn't tell you, the boy was a Muslim. And it's against the law in Germany to go in there and pray for people in the name of Jesus. She did it anyway, put that handkerchief on there, left him less than 30 minutes. The kid wakes up out of his coma. Where am I? What's going on? And all the machines are red all over the place. They come roaring in there, and they start unplugging machines. He's totally healed. Yeah. Come on. And so Bianca, pick me, like Moses' sister, remember? And so she goes in there and gets my handkerchief back and explains the gospel to the guy. He gets born again while they're prepping him. And they did, yeah. And a day and a half later, he is released from the hospital. And the whole Muslim family gets born again. Yeah. I get my Bianca back, and she kept my handkerchief. And Ms. Hogan told me, I'll buy you some more. No, I want that one. It works. Do you see how much fun I have, right? And the unbelievers in here, I want to invite you to believe with us. And you people that call yourself Christians, but yet we all know inside you don't believe. I want to relieve you from that mountain that's been pressing on you in the name of Jesus. Mountain, the Lord Jesus rebuke you. In Jesus' name. Do you understand? They had me set up where they're up there hugging and carrying on. It was beautiful because that guy was dead. and Jesus brought him back to life using a cloth. Now, that there is carrying it a little far. That's almost too far. God bless you. You hear me? We're out there traipsing around. This stuff's working. Works in Mexico. It works in the United States. It works in Europe. Do you hear me? Shalabacatena. Espíritu Santo, fuego y poder de Dios. Fuego, Cristo can be God bless you in Jesus' name with the great Holy Ghost in fire. If you will, please stand up. I want to spend a few minutes praying for folks. Is that okay? Okay. I believe, and I really am going to tell you this. I want to. I believe, as far as humans go, in this room, I guarantee you I'm at the back of the line. I guarantee you Jesus is my King and Lord. You understand? If you just move yourself and your mountain out of the way, we get something done. Y'all good folks up in here. We spit the same spit and pet the same dog. I know. I'm one of y'all. I know who you are. I know how you get mistreated. It don't matter what color you are. I know what's going on as well. And I bind the demon against you. Do you understand that? Man, I got to hug that big old boy. He got a hold of a big old boy. He got a hold of, picked me up just like Bianca. He said, I love you, Brother David. Thank you for saving my life. I said, son, I didn't save your life. But that God that moves mountains, he loves us all parejo, son, the same. I bless you. If you want to get born again, or maybe you're backslidden your spirit and some knuckleheaded Christian lied to you, or some board ripped you off like they did me before, I want to invite you back. Not to no board-oriented nothing, but to Jesus the King. I'm not against your boards. I'm against the lie. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, if you want Jesus, come on up here with me. And then we're going to pray for the sick and whatever else he wants to do. I don't care.